Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing this morning? I'm Jake Walker. Thank you for joining us. My guest this morning, as he is in here every Monday morning, Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Yeah. We've got a new edition of Downtown Crowd out. You can always go pick that up. And Pensacola Magazine, all brought to you by Ballinger Publishing. Go to ballingerpublishing.com and you can see high-definition illustrations and editions of all of these great magazines so you can keep keep up on what's going on in our community.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to mention that, of course, all our publications are available online at ballingerpublishing.com. And as I was just saying, I ran out of the office this morning, did not bring the new edition of Downtown Crowd, but no problem. We go to ballingerpublishing.com, and there it is.
There it is, and it's high quality, high-definition color. It looks great. All these events coming up. We got the Crawfish Festival, Earth Day. I mean, there's just so much coming up. A couple things from the last issue that I wanted to talk to you about, because we've actually talked about it on Andrew's show a little bit, are these Portland loos, the bathrooms that they're wanting to put up around Pensacola parks this spring.
Yes.
What's your opinion on these? They look pretty cool.
I'm just deciding how honest to be, because you don't want to be a killjoy. You don't want to stand in the way of progress.
Right.
But didn't we try public bathrooms years ago? Now, I understand these, you can, I guess, essentially hose out, and they're easier to keep clean, more visibility.
Yes, and what's sort of disturbing about it to me is people can kind of look in and see you. That's sort of the part that I don't like about it, but I get it. You know, nobody can hide in there. If you're, you know, nervous about going in there at night, you can look under there, see if anybody's under there.
Is it going to become a focal point for homeless? You hate to say it, but possibly a drug
place to do drugs.
I'm really not in favor of it. Maybe I'm being a old fuddy-duddy, but I just remember the old times of public bathrooms, and they're all gone now for good reason in most places now. I understand the argument that, well, it's worked in other cities. They've tried in other cities. But, again, one thing I think we've learned over the years is that what works in other cities does not necessarily work in Pensacola. Now, this may. But I'm very concerned it becomes a magnet for crime of some sort. I guess I'm prepared to keep an open, well, not really an open mind, but maybe take a wait and see approach.
Okay.
I don't know, how do you feel about it?
I'm in favor, just because I feel like if you don't have them there, then, you know, people might find, you know, other places to do their business, and we want to give them an option. And from the looks of these things, it looks like a big stainless steel cage with vents in it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think before, when they had the public restroom issue, it was more like what do you call those? Not a modular, but, you know, like a little trailer almost. It was a little house, you know, it's a little building. And I think that caused some
problems. When it comes to special events, they can bring in porta potties, as they do now.
True. Yeah.
Now, they're going to have to be locked overnight.
Right.
Okay. Let's just say we'll let's see what happens. Yes. But, you know, sometimes the way to show somebody that they're wrong is to let them have their own way. So maybe we have them and see what happens.
I guess it might come down to the cost of these things and who's going to pay for those and how that all works out. You know, there's always a lot of issues, but it, you know.
It's very complex. Just mm-hmm. to be fair, I should say, I know that most of the local businesses, from what I can gather, are in favor because they have a lot of non-customers use their bathrooms. Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah, they've got three of them. They're going to install them soon, mm-hmm. so we'll see. We'll see how those three do. All right, if you have any questions or comments, what's going on in your world, let us know. 437-1620, my guest, Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com to check out the latest editions of Downtown Crowd, Pensacola Magazine, Rosemary Times, Coming of Age. There's all kinds of great publications there, and you can keep track of what's going on in our community and be involved in these events.
Now, to something more positive,
mm-hmm.
this coming Saturday is Cabaret.
Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to very much.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty wild time, I think.
If you haven't got your tickets yet, I suspect they're probably all sold out because that that event always sells out quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's going to be live music, dancing, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. Pretty much everywhere you look, there's going to be a bar. It's going to be a great time.
It's very much an adult
yes.
event.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
You have to be a little bit open-minded.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing terrible, but just a little out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a celebration of arts and culture, but definitely, yeah, for the grown-ups.
Yes.
Yes. And this is, artistic expression. It's just going to be, there's going to be people there, you know, being them, you know?
Yeah.
So letting their flags fly, so to speak.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes. Yeah.
I am looking forward to the event. It's always a great,
mm-hmm.
great event.
Yeah. I love anything that just lets art just go. You know, no restrictions, no rules. Well,
there's some rules.
Normal rules yes. of society. But I mean, just when it comes to the art and the expression of it, it's going to be great. So, yeah, looking forward to checking that out as well. Lots going on Saturday. Mm. Yeah. So it's going to be a busy weekend. Hopefully the weather will hold out. It's looking a little rough today. But from judging from this past weekend, the wind, other than the wind being a little bit chilly here and there, I mean, it was just a gorgeous Easter. What did you do for Easter yesterday?
I played golf.
That's great. Hey, you're out in nature.
Out, yes.
Sunrise.
That was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have no grandchildren here, right? So I wasn't able to, you know, do the egg hunt thing and all of that.
How early was your tea time?
7:20.
That's not too bad.
So I was done and had the afternoon
too. Yeah.
I was going to say I'm ashamed to say, but I'm not ashamed to say, I'm happy to say that the previous 3 days I was in Mississippi playing golf. So I had 4 days of playing golf. So
very
as
nice.
You can see, I'm pretty mellow and relaxed today.
That's usually
and
not
sore,
the case
of course.
With me after I play golf. I'm usually very stressed out because I can't do it. It's not a relaxing game for me. I always get mad. I've wrapped a few five irons around a tree, and I think there's a pitching wedge and a putter of mine in the in the lake at the Swanee Golf Course in Tennessee. So, yeah, it's not relaxing for me. I just cannot do well. But actually, what I'll do is I'll do well for, you know, 5-6 holes, and I'll get that little brief. Just maybe I am kind of good at this game. And then from then on out, it's double bogey, triple bogey, pick up my ball and just get back in the cart and don't even tell anybody kind of thing. So, yeah, it's that kind of thing. What's your handicap?
I guess I'm really about it, probably a 20 or a 24. I'm not a good golfer.
Well,
but I have learned over the years, I used to get very mad that I couldn't play well,
mm-hmm.
bad shot.
Right.
And even now, when I hit a bad shot, I may say something I shouldn't in desperation, so to speak.
Right.
But I shrug it off very quickly and on to the next. I think the whole secret, and maybe there's a life lesson here somewhere.
I was about to say
just move on to the next shot and, don't bemoan the past.
Yep.
Always try to be optimistic, which I'm an optimistic person. I always think the next shot is going to be great.
Right, exactly. I'm the same way. I can visualize it in my head, but somehow from head to club and ball, it just, yeah, something doesn't always click. But what makes me feel better is when I watch these, you know, tournaments and, you know, the Masters and things like that. Some of those guys have been playing golf their whole life and they make millions of dollars doing it, and they hit some bad shots. You know, they'll hit a ball that'll go into the crowd and somebody's got to wait while they hit it off their lap, you know, things like that. So makes me feel a little bit better about my playing. If you have questions, comments this morning, if you're out playing golf, let us know. 437-1620.
By the way, we'll take comments on the new public bathroom, yeah, if you feel strongly about it.
Yeah, the Portland Loo is what they're
calling
it.
Portland Loo. Yeah.
So, and if you don't know what we're talking about, go online to BallingerPublishing.com and check out the March issue of Pensacola Magazine. And you'll see the pictures there, and there's a story on that. The first one, I think, is going to be in MLK Plaza. Definitely let us know if you have any comments on that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, BallingerPublishing.com. We'll be right back.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food. That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, there it is. Love that section. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guest, Malcolm Ballinger. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. Check out all the publications. Keep up on what's going on in our community because there are so many great events coming up for spring. Let's talk about, this is featured in the latest edition of Downtown Crowd. Operazzi is coming.
Yes, this coming Saturday, Cabaret, the next Saturday, Operazzi.
April 12th, yep.
And it is always a great event. There'll be a little bit of opera singing in there too, but they also sing something a little bit more mainstream, if that's the right way to say it. But there's a lot of good food, and you are supporting opera. You know, not everybody likes opera. Or ballet.
You don't say.
That's a profound statement. But I always remember a new publisher of the News Journal, back in the days when the News Journal was a force, came into town and spoke to my rotor, and he said, I don't like opera, but I would never live in a town that didn't have an opera. Because having an opera shows that it's a community that is culturally very aware, but it also says great things about the community that they support an opera, support the arts mm-hmm. and culture.
Yep.
So even if you don't like opera, then operazzi is still a great occasion, and you support the opera at the same time.
Yes. And you mentioned this is a Suppose event.
Yes, I've never been to Suppose before, so it'll be new to me.
Hmm. If anybody has any information on seeing any shows at the Suppose, let us know, 437-1620. Somebody texted in, Bruce was saying, Malcolm has always been generous with his Ice Flyer season tickets on news radio call-ins. Thank you, Malcolm. He wanted to note that yesterday, Easter Sunday, was the home finale for the Ice Flyers for their season.
Which I believe they won?
They lost, unfortunately.
Oh, they did? Oh,
I think at the very last minute, they lost 4-3. But it was a season of record-setting attendance, almost 150,000 for the 28-game home schedule. So that's the largest season attendance in the team's 15-year franchise history.
You know, I want to give a little shout-out mm-hmm. to Greg Harris, the owner.
Yes.
Who I've come to like very much, and he's become a friend over the years. He's doing a great job for Pensacola. He's really transformed that team, doing wonderful things, set up a foundation. And again, with that kind of attendance, these are people that come into town and need to eat and drink, and so it helps the whole downtown. And again, kudos to Greg. He's doing a wonderful job for Pensacola. Yes.
And speaking of getting a drink, Corks for a Cause is coming up on April 18th. That's a Thursday night. Ooh, man, people are going to be going into work Friday. A little, they're going to have a little headache, I think.
Well, one of the themes of Downtown Crowd this month is festivals.
Mm-hmm.
It is we are the festival city.
Right.
Lots of great things going on.
Yep.
Over the next couple of months, mm-hmm. in particular.
Art and Wine Festival is coming up in May.
Yeah.
Crawfish Festival. I mean, yeah, you name it. If it's got festival in it, it's probably going to be here at some point. So, yeah. And lots of great shows coming up at Vinyl, too. I've noticed some really big acts coming through. I'm really excited about that. You can catch all of this information, especially the lineup for Blues on the Bay is in the new edition of Downtown Crowd. So go to BallingerPublishing.com. Yes. Check that out.
By the way, that is a great event to go to. Free, of course. And you just park your seat and take some snacks and a little libation. And it is a wonderful Sunday afternoon, evening.
Yeah. You're talking about the Blues on the Bay.
Yeah, Blues on the Bay, yes.
Yeah. I think they're wrapping up like a 5K run or a 4K run that morning. And then there's like a parade. And then this is all for Navy Days. And then it all wraps up on that Sunday for Blues on the Bay. So that'll be great.
I just got this morning the information on the St. Christopher's concerts. I haven't, frankly, had time to look at it, but that is a Thursday evening. I think it starts in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. That is also a great way to sit and, bring your little chair and sit and listen to the music. Have some good bands.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have lots of great artists and musicians and bands around this area, and a lot of times you can see them for free. So Blues on the Bay, free concert series.
You can't say there's nothing to do in Pensacola.
Exactly. If you're bored, then that's on you.
Yes.
All right. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. 437-1620. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. My guest, Malcolm Ballinger. I'm Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever. Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker here with Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Check out all the latest editions of these great publications. Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, Rosemary Times. Go check them out. Got a lot of great events coming up. Operazzi coming up April, was that 18th or 12th? 12th. Yeah, got to zoom in here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this Saturday, we have Cabaret. So, yeah, lots of stuff. Like we said, if you're bored here in Pensacola, that's on you, because there's always some free events going on, free music to go see, and then these great operas that you can get tickets for.
There's also a schedule for April for the Blue Wahoos.
Oh,
which,
yes.
I think their first game is coming up here very soon.
Yeah.
And they're bringing in a Mexican team to play. I don't remember the details, the date, but it's coming up soon. So that's something to watch out for.
Is that like when you have homecoming and you put your homecoming night on when you see the pretty much the smallest team, like the worst team in the county? You're like, okay, we're going to have homecoming when we're playing these guys because we know we're going to win.
I think they're actually a very good team.
Oh, okay. Going to be challenging.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Go and check out the Blue Wahoo schedule and get your tickets for that. And go to ballingerpublishing.com. There's lots of great events, a lot of great festivals coming up in April and May. So you'll find it all there. Malcolm Ballinger, thank you so much.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.